The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I mentioned two possibilities, Kyle Shanahan and John Harbaugh, as guys that maybe the Bears would want to explore, because it feels like both guys are in a spot where maybe they would benefit from a fresh start. Now, for the Ravens, it depends on how the rest of this season goes. But Harbaugh, at times, kind of his name bubbles up as maybe it's time. He's been there a long time. And Shanahan, I said this after they lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs this past year. I feel like he is on the Andy Reid path where he's never going to reach his full potential unless he goes to a new team.
Florio's out of his damn mind. Come on, man. No way. Kyle's going nowhere, so get that out of your head.
Here's the feedback I got. I can't tell you who the coach is, but after I posted at PFT that the Bears should call the 49ers about Kyle Shanahan, the Ravens about John Harbaugh, the Dolphins about Mike McDaniel, because it just feels like in each of those circumstances, maybe you get lucky. Maybe you throw the hook and the sinker into a spot in the water where you get a bite. I heard from another coach who said, why didn't you mention me?
Mike Florio.
God.
Out here stirring it up. Shout out to Bob Marley. Even our guy, your old compatriot, Mr. Willard.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, no.
Yeah, no.
Fam.
No, he said, get your hands off of our Kyle.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing that's going on.
No. Well, Florio, he likes to put stuff out there.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of phrases for that kind of thing. Like, what'd you say? Throwing something at the wall.
And seeing what sticks.
Yeah. I heard it once from a friend who had used to be in advertising. He said, you know, let me run this up the flagpole.
Yeah.
You know, there's that one. I heard another one like, let me put this out on the front porch and see if the cat licks it up. I actually heard that in conversation. Like, this is.
You did?
Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute. Slow down, man. Slow down. We were talking about something with a band, like how to promote the band. He's like, let me throw this out on the front porch and see if the cat licks it up. And I'm like, stop.
Yeah,
right there.
You should have told that person to stop.
I did.
Stop.
I told him to stop. I was like, you don't need to do that. You're trying too hard.
You're trying so hard.
But please text in the other euphemisms for this kind of thing, because I love throwing it on the front porch to see if the cat licks it up.
Well, the thing that's so interesting about Florio's career arc is that when Pro Football Talk started, it was a lot of that.
Oh, it's just a gossip site. Dude, like sitting in his law office, dreaming of being an NFL reporter and turning himself into one.
And now he is an insider. There are still people that keep him at arm's length, but he has been legitimized. And it's an incredible testament of what they ended up building over there at PFT. Like, it really is. Like, well, what it was and what it's become is incredible. But I also think that Florio is on stations around the country every single day.
And always has been.
It's definitely grown the brand.
Absolutely. I brought him to the score. When I started with Mac in 2009, I said, hey, man, we've been using this guy on Sporting News, Mike Florio. He's great. And so we started doing him Wednesday at 10. And Florio had become a thing. Do you remember the Jets' Hard Knocks with Rex Ryan and Mike Tannenbaum? Mike Tannenbaum was sitting at his desk reading Pro Football Talk.
Yep.
And that was like, oh my God, what is he? So he's penetrated the league. Look at this.
Well, it's smart too, because you know they're an aggregation site and they use a lot of stuff. I know that there are plenty of people in print that bristle at the idea of their ideas being whittled down to 600 words and a link, but at least there's the acknowledgement and the link that allows people to read further on what a Jason Leisure or Brad Biggs writes about what's going on with Chicago.
Yes,
for example,
they're not like these Twitter aggregators that just take stuff and just throw it out there.
I saw some of our stuff aggregated without attribution last week.
You did?
Yeah.
Jalen or what?
Yeah. And I was like, I did that interview and my name is not on it. And Speaks' name is not on it. And how dare you leave out the broadcaster of the year?
Oh, God. Thank you very much.
We are going to like... We are going to like celebrate that, right? On the show today?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to. It's very cool.
A big deal.
Yeah, the Pitch and Hit Club named me the Harry Caray Sportscaster of the Year, which is a lovely, lovely thing. Very nice. There's a banquet on January 19th. Ooh. I look forward to that. The banquet, baby. Been a while since I've been to a banquet.
Do you have to wear a tux?
I don't think I have to wear a tux, but I have to make a speech of some kind.
Yo.
And AJ Przinski gets honored the same time. And Gene Honda. I'm right there. I might have to pick up smoking again so I can have a puff with Gene Honda out front of the Pitch and Hit Club banquet. You know? It's pretty neat.
This texter brought up something really interesting. I don't know if you guys have paid any attention to it. Thanks, 815 texter. You rarely hear anyone say that. But... is PFT kind of like GoDaddy? Yeah. Have you seen GoDaddy commercials lately? It's not what it was.
Really? What are they doing?
Hey, we are here to help you with your business. This is what we're here for. It's like office stuff. It's very different from what it was before.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, I had no idea.
Exactly.
Of that.
Now it's like...
But PFT, like, to your point about Florio, back to Florio and PFT... it's now a mix of everything.
Correct.
It is now a mix of legit stuff that he pulls from somewhere, well-sourced reporting, because he will break a story.
Yes, but and he has a cadre of great writers, like our guy Michael David Smith, who is outstanding at his job.
Greg Rosenthal started there and is now at NFL.com and has been for quite a while. So, yeah, it's a mix of everything, but he's not above just throwing something up against the wall.
Yes, and you can imagine when that meets hard-scrabbled, old-school, still-carries-a-notebook Mike Mulligan. When those two things meet, and Mully's BS detector is strong when it comes to what's happening in the NFL.
But he's also, like the rest of us, not afraid to put Mike Florio on every week and enjoy some of this stuff. It's an interesting spot to be.
So some of that happened today.
Michael, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
Well, you know, I'm a little bummed because your guy Kyle Shanahan declined the Bears job, apparently. And you got me all worked up. I had him... buying his family home where his dad grew up. I mean, I just thought it'd be a great story. But, there's still John Harbaugh. And you said someone else called you, right? So the Bears job is coveted.
What happened was I wrote something about the take. And the take wasn't. And I was never starting a rumor that the Bears were going to trade for Kyle Shanahan. My point was, why do we get so caught up in the three buckets that traditionally produce coaches? Coordinator who's never coached before. Fired former head coach and college coach. Why not include guy currently coaching another NFL team that we might be able to hire away from that team, even if we have to trade for him? And my point was the Bears should be making these calls. I don't know what people are going to say. Make the calls to the spots where you think things might be uncertain now or in the future, and maybe you'll get lucky. That was my point. And the whole thing took on a life of its own because people see what they want to see, hear what they want to hear, or whatever. I got another one for you, though.
Say what they want to say.
I don't know what people are going to say, says guy who relies on clicks and aggregation. Let me throw anything out there and hope it reaches all 32 fan bases.
My moron. God.
And for the record, this thing drove you, Shane, in particular, crazy. Because then you were like, we got to start chasing the Shanahan thing.
Well, it's true. And then you and I both fought that off. And then 2 days later, it got me.
Okay, so, yes, I was hot for the Shanahan thing, but I was also hot for chasing all the coaches.
That's
all
true.
The possibilities.
Oh, that's very true.
That's true. But the Shanahan thing.
But yes, it got me bad.
It got you
my
bad.
Wife divorced me because of Pro Football Talk, but I don't know if it's necessarily related to this. But it got all of us, is what I'm saying.
That's Mike Tannenbaum. Probably.
I got another one for you, though.
Of course he's got another one. But seriously, that whole answer to Mully right there, that was just 40 seconds of, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. That's what that was. No, you said, and then you can't say, I'm not saying. I hate that kind of passive-aggressive BS, which is exactly how you build a great aggregation.
What's the other thing that he had for us?
He's got another one for us.
I got another one for you, though. You might like this one. I don't know. I don't know how you feel about the coach. But there's been so much talk over the last couple of weeks about whether or not Jerry Jones is going to bring back Mike McCarthy.
No.
That's like saying, hey, this guy coaches football. The Bears are a football team. Maybe he can coach there with anyone.
Hey, I'm sorry that I led you astray with the thing that I said was a rumor, but now I don't say was a rumor, and I won't do that again. Except for right now. How about this?
But the irony, though, is like Molly was talking afterwards about how, you know, Mike McCarthy's like a Pittsburgh guy and blue collar. Dad was a cop. He's exactly the type of person that the McCaskies would be like, yes.
Offensive genius. Packers history.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or they might say, oh, no, Packers. Yuck.
He's got that Packers stank on him.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah. He's just not good at coaching football.
I want Kevin O'Connell. Can you imagine if they made that choice 3 years ago instead of Matt Eberflus? Can you imagine?
Yes.
How things might have gone. They brought him in here. I don't even know if he was one of the nine candidates they interviewed at the time.
I'm sure Shane Waldron was.
Yeah.
That's how they do.
I think Ben Johnson is this go-round's version of Kevin O'Connell, right?
Yes. Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate.
Yeah. It's the dream right there.
All right, stop talking football.
Oh, I thought you'd never say so.
Stop talking football.
Okay.
We have a power hour of baseball talk that is coming the Score listeners way. That's right. Baseball.
It's the winter meetings. There's a million things going around. The bosses of both teams spoke. There's a new player acquisition from one team to another.
The biggest deal in Major League Baseball history happened. There's a lot for us to discuss. Baseball Power Hour next on the Score.